Let's check now the numbers as they finished up in Chicago. Kurt Kimmel is here from Bates Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. How are you today?
Good, Todd. Thank you.
Well, it's kind of an interesting day. Mostly, I suppose, waiting for the November 8th, 11 a.m. Central Time release of the WASDE and crop production reports. And then, of course, there's also the crop progress report due out this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon's report, I don't know, it'll be that big of a market maker. Bean harvest is expected to be close to 90% complete. Corn harvest, 75, 78%. Complete, and with the weather, it's slowing down a little bit, but, there's been enough harvest activity and production good enough that we've seen, some grain move into the pipeline, and that's been reflected by the exports and shipments. We've moved a record amount of grain out of the country on the export side of the equation in a short period of time, suggesting that the world was pretty well hungry. And had the transportation lined up, and it's moving. And it looks like China's booked just about all the tugboats, ferries, rafts, everything through January at least. And we'll see if this demand continues to come at us. The concern is that we might be a little front end loaded here in the meantime. But you're exactly correct. The end users got enough coverage here for right now. The speculative crowds eased off here on the trading grain futures. We only traded the funds about 2,000 corn contracts midday, and that's way down about 1,200 bean contracts. And if something blows up somewhere, I think everybody's waiting to see what the report shows Friday morning, Todd.
So if you're correct, and we are front-end loaded, and by the numbers that we see from both the export inspections and commitments on corn and soybeans, that is the case. And producers have shut the bin doors. Does that mean that the better-than-expected basis could fall apart fairly quickly, depending on what happens on Friday with the USDA report?
Well, we feel it's going to hold together and do the seasonality up into mid-December. Our fear is after the first of the year.
Okay.
I sort of explained to Dave this morning here, it's kind of like going to the buffet. You don't eat all day, and you're hungry, and you're empty. You go to the buffet, you sit there for about an hour, or Dave said 2 hours for him. You sit there, well, that's enough for now. I don't want to do this for a while. That's
right.
My fear is that we'll get enough coverage, and after the first of the year, we'll see them say, well, that's enough. And the producer says, well, I put it in storage. I need some money. And I think the basis will fall off after the first of the year.
Right. Well, January and February would be delivery months for the most part, if you've got things that are booked, and I would think some of the bin doors would be opening up to at least core out more of their grain bins because they normally would. That could be an interesting problem to have to face.
Yeah, we'll see what develops here. There's still plenty of storage, and there'll be guys, gals store this stuff for another 1, 2, 3, 4 years down the road. But that's our concern as a producer here. If you've stored it, we'd like to target that mid-December or some type of strength going into year-end to maybe make some catch-up sales and then see what after the first year.
So you're going to do that cash-wise and then cover them or do nothing with them after you do it?
All of the above. It just depends what your comfort zone is. There's a large listenership out there don't want to do
right.
The futures or options or anything, so strictly cash, target that. We've had a lot of guys move some cash grain here this fall. We've replaced some ownership with the idea we'll try to capture, 20 to 30 cents up if we can to try to add to that bottom line. We don't really foresee a big up here unless we start seeing some problems in the southern hemisphere. And as of right now, that southern hemisphere looks fairly good, Todd.
Is there a difference between the corn plan and the soybean plan?
Well, on the beans, we've been a little bit more aggressive on moving the beans and replacing them. Seems like guys were a little bit more eager to store some corn in some areas, but it varies from guy to guy. But we've been mainly replacing ownership in the back end of the beans. with the idea the southern hemisphere gets in trouble, that the May and July contracts will gain on the spread there.
How you doing? How you dealing with the livestock producers at this point then? Are you, you have them covered already and you're waiting for another dip in January to finish things off, or what's happening there?
No, they've been buying this break in through here. Ideas are that, you know, get some coverage on, and for guys who've booked some cash, we bought some put options to cover in case we go on lower here and sort of hedge that purchase there. Otherwise, mid-February would be the next time window for livestock producers to book on out to the summer months.
Any projections for both the crop production and the WASDE figures?
Well, I kind of feel from a conservative and producer's point of view to kind of keep an eye on the bottom line. You know, the upper part of the supply-demand balance sheet, you're going to see a lot of movement there, you know, yield, harvested acres, and, you know, just about every demand number is going to change there. We kind of feel the corn carryout's close to 2 billion bushels and the bean carryout's close to 160 million bushels. And at this time, that's ample supplies to work with as we go through this early winter time window.
Hey, thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Hey, have you visited our website recently? If not, you probably ought to give it a shot. willag.org. That's willag.org. Try it on your smartphone, too. It sizes down. If you don't like that one, go to m.willag.org. They're two different sites. They look slightly different, and you can have your choice. It's a great way to get our programming. We post it all there in its entirety. You'll find the times right there on our website at willag.org. It's part of the service that comes to you from Illinois Public Media.